Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Lamed Tes on Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we learned about include Kvashin Shadarkan Losses Betoichin Yain Bechaimitz Asur Machila. Vegetables or meat preserved in brine to which the Akum usually add wine or vinegar are forbidden to be eaten, but are permitted in other benefits. The Machlig is whether this refers only to Shadarkan, only if it's not known whether the Akum added wine, it is merely customary for them to add wine, is the food permitted in other benefits? But if it's known that the Akum indeed added wine, the food is forbidden in all benefits, or even to be a Yadua. Even if it's known that the Akum added wine, the food is permitted in other benefits. The Mishnah lists three types of fish from Akum that are forbidden because there is a concern that they contain non-kosher fish. Avda yishol chaver hareyu kachaver, eishes chaver hareyu kachaver. The servant and wife of a Talmud Chacham have the status of a Talmud Chacham, and they retain their status even after his passing. Machlokes regarding Eishes Chavish and Nisis La'ama Aretz, if the former wife of a Chavir married an Ama Aretz, whether she loses her status of Chavir. Chavis, Aster B'chesem Echad, expensive items that were entrusted to an Akum are forbidden if they had only one seal because, as Rashi explains, did Mayim Yukarin. Since these items are expensive, there is a concern for Lahachlef Ulazayef, that the Akum switched them with a Dabar Tomei and duplicated the seal. However, Champag, Mutter b'chesem echad, inexpensive food items are permitted with one seal, because since these items are inexpensive, there's no concern for lahachav lazayef, because it's too much bother to duplicate the seal.